May the Lord help us to commence with hymn 889. Say, is thy heart well broke, and feels the plague of sin, and hateth Satan's yoke, it sweetly once drew in? Give Christ the praise, he broke thy heart, and taught thee how to feel the smart. Hymn 889.
Thank you. us read together from the Word of God from two portions of Scripture. First, part of the book of Genesis, chapter 8 and 9. The book of Genesis, chapter 8, from verse 20. And Noah builded an altar unto the Lord, and took of every clean beast and of every clean fowl, and offered burnt offerings on the altar. And the Lord smelled a sweet savour, and the Lord said in his heart, I will not again curse the ground any more for man's sake. For the imagination of man's heart is evil from his youth. Neither will I again smite any more every thing living as I have done. While the earth remaineth, seed time and harvest, cold and heat, and summer and winter, and day and night shall not cease. Chapter 9 from verse 8. Noah and God spake unto Noah and to his sons, saying, Behold, I will establish my covenant with you, and with your seed after you, and with every living creature that is with you, of the fowl, of the cattle, and of every beast of the earth with you, from all that go out of the ark, to every beast of the earth. And I will establish my covenant with you. Neither shall all flesh be cut off any more by the waters of a flood, and neither shall there any more be a flood to destroy the earth. And God said, This is the token of the covenant which I make between me and you, and every living creature that is with you for perpetual generations. I do set my bow in the cloud, and it shall be for a token of a covenant between me and the earth. And it shall come to pass when I bring a cloud over the earth, that the bow shall be seen in the cloud. And I will remember my covenant, which is between me and you, and every living creature of all flesh, and the waters shall no more become a flood to destroy all flesh. And the bow shall be in the cloud, and I will look upon it, that I may remember the everlasting covenant between God and every living creature of all flesh that is upon the earth. And God said unto Noah, This is the token of the covenant which I have established between me and all flesh that is upon the earth. Now will you please turn to the book of Psalms, number 89. Psalm 89, we read down as far as verse 37. Psalm 89, I will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. With my mouth will I make known thy faithfulness to all generations. For I have said, Mercy shall be built up forever. Thy faithfulness shalt thou establish in the very heavens. I have made a covenant with my chosen. I have sworn unto David, my servant. Thy seed will I establish forever, and build up thy throne to all generations, Selah. And the heavens shall praise thy wonders, O Lord, thy faithfulness also in the congregation of the saints. For who in the heaven can be compared unto the Lord? who among the sons of the mighty can be likened unto the Lord. God is greatly to be feared in the assembly of the saints, and to be had in reverence of all them that are about him. O Lord God of hosts, who is a strong Lord like unto thee, or to thy faithfulness round about thee. Thou rulest the rage of the sea. When the waves thereof arise, thou stillest them. Thou hast broken Rahab in pieces, as one that is slain. Thou hast scattered thine enemies with thy strong arm. The heavens are thine, the earth also is thine. As for the world and the fullness thereof, thou hast founded them. The north and the south thou hast created them, Tabor and Hermon, shall rejoice in thy name. Thou hast a mighty arm, strong is thy hand, and high is thy right hand. Justice and judgment are the habitation of thy throne. Mercy and truth shall go before thy face. Blessed is the people that know the joyful sound. They shall walk, O Lord, in the light of thy countenance. In thy name shall they rejoice all the day, and in thy righteousness shall they be exalted. For thou art the glory of their strength, and in thy favour our horn shall be exalted. For the Lord is our defence, and the Holy One of Israel is our King. When thou spakest in vision to thy Holy One and saidst, I have laid help upon one that is mighty, I have exalted one chosen out of the people. I found David my servant, with my holy oil have I anointed him, with him with whom my hand shall be established, mine arm also shall strengthen him. The enemy shall not exact upon him, nor the son of wickedness afflict him. And I will beat down his foes before his face, and plague them that hate him. But my faithfulness and my mercy shall be with him, and in thy name shall his horn be exalted. I will set his hand also in the sea, and his right hand in the rivers. He shall cry unto me, thou art my Father, my God, and the rock of my salvation. Also, I will make him my firstborn higher than the kings of the earth. My mercy will I keep for him forevermore. My covenant shall stand fast with him. His seed also will I make to endure forever, and his throne as the days of heaven. If his children forsake my law, and walk not in my judgments, they break my statutes and keep not my commandments, then will I visit their transgression with a rod, and their iniquity with stripes. Nevertheless, my loving kindness will I not utterly take from him, nor suffer my faithfulness to fail. My covenant will I not break, nor alter the thing that is gone out of my lips. Once have I sworn by my holiness that I will not lie unto David. His seed shall endure forever, and his throne as the sun before me. It shall be established forever as the moon, and as a faithful witness in heaven. Selah. Here then we leave the reading of God's word. May he bless it to us. Help us now to pray. Kind and gracious Lord God, once again thy kindness and mercy were found in thy courts, even now of another Sabbath day. Come seeking a portion of living bread, portion for our souls. Oh, dear Lord, may we have, like dear Ruth, a handful of purpose, a Ruth's portion, something for us, Lord, to gather up, something for us to take home and beat out before thee, at the throne of grace, at the footstool of thy mercy. We may obtain the ephah of barley. We may obtain and have the blessing of God that makes rich. We read of the Bereans. When they heard the apostles preach, they went home and they searched the scriptures to see whether these things were so or no. Oh, that we may then, dear Lord, be diligent worshippers. Lord, we may indeed search the word of God and pray, dear Lord, that thou wilt bless us in our searching. Dear Lord Jesus, thou didst say and exhort, search the scriptures, for in them ye think ye have eternal life. We do pray then that thou wilt help us to search. We may find precious Christ, a glorious Redeemer, a gracious Saviour, one that has suffered, bled and died in sinners' place, room and stead. Oh, we pray, dear Lord, that thou wilt graciously work in our hearts. Well, then come and take of the things of Jesus and make them known and reveal them unto us. Oh, we pray for blessed, gracious, divine, heavenly application of thy word. There are often times, Lord, that may be that something said that is very applicable, Lord, but we want application. We want the word of thy grace sealed home with the divine power and unction of thy spirit into our hearts. It may make a lasting effect upon us, an impression that shall not be removed, that shall not be erased in our hearts. Then, gracious Lord, do help us and be with us. Oh, one said, Jesus, my soul's athirst for thee, absent from thee, I cannot live. Oh, then we pray for this. It may be that real, true hunger and thirst after righteousness. So let it be true, when the poor and needy seek water and there is none, and their tongue faileth for thirst, I, the Lord, will hear them. I, the God of Israel, will not forsake them. Then, dear Lord Jesus, do come and open the very windows of heaven tonight and pour out and pour down here upon us, here in thy house, the blessing of God that maketh rich. Oh, that we may grow in grace and the knowledge of our Lord and Saviour, Jesus Christ. Oh, we pray that thou art, dear Lord, hear our poor prayers, that thou wilt come and thou wilt bless us abundantly. Oh, we want, Lord, sweet tokens for God, tokens of thy special love. Oh, Lord, we have read of a token tonight, that thou didst put, and thou didst put, and thou hast put, and thou dost still put, a bow in the cloud. Oh, and dear Lord, we do thank thee for the rainbow. Ah, dear Lord, thou knowest how many souls here tonight know and have some rainbow experience, something whereby thy word has been sealed home into their heart. What they were walking in, what trial it may have been, concern, exercise, all known to thee. And it may be, dear Lord, there's perhaps one or more here tonight that says, well, we can't say that. But oh, we pray, dear Lord, thou mercifully appear to them, that thou would abundantly bless them, so that they too will know, thy everlasting covenant, thy divine faithfulness to their never dying souls. Pardon, dear Lord, our every sin, all our iniquities, the sins of youth and of unregeneracy, and the sins of profession too. Dear Lord, do cover all, we pray, with the mantle of thy forgiving love. One said, I hate the sins that made thee mourn and drove thee from my breast. And dear Lord, we do hate our sins. And we come before thee, Lord, with a broken heart, with a contrite spirit. We come as thy servant Paul came. O wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this sin and death? Then, gracious Lord, do help us, and oh, that we may know the sweet, blessed, gracious application of the blood of Jesus upon our heart and soul and conscience. We may know the faithfulness of thy word. When I see the blood, I will pass over you. Oh, that blood that does for sin atone, that blood whereby the church of God is freed. The apostle Peter tells us they're not redeemed with corruptible things, such as gold and silver from your vain conversation, but with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without spot and without blemish. Lord, these are sacred things. Lord, and oh, that we may then be blessed of thee, so that we worship thee in spirit and in truth. Pray again, Lord, for this little cause of troth, to bless them together, to bind them together in love and unity in the bond of peace, to make thy goodness pass before them, supply their every need, go before them, be their guide and counsellor. Pray for our friends here who hold office, undertake for them in all their responsibilities. Be with each member of church and congregation. Oh, that thou graciously work in their hearts, bless their souls. Be with the dear children, undertake for them, help them, be near to them, be gracious to them. Pray favour, oh, that they may have that good thing in their heart to the Lord God of Israel. Be very near, be round about them, Lord. Pray that remember others. There are those, Lord, that walk in sickness and affliction's path. Older friends, Lord, are unable now to come to thy house because of age and infirmity and weakness of the flesh. Detained in their own home, remember them even this night, and visit them and bless them, Lord. Pray then that thou graciously help others here and there, older and younger. Oh, put thy healing hand, some with ordeals in front of them, some waiting maybe for something to be diagnosed, and perhaps, Lord, they're dreading the result. Oh, that they may feel that underneath are the everlasting arms. Oh, but Lord, with some may they find and prove it is as that cloud, a bright cloud overshadowed them. They feared as they entered into the cloud, but then they saw no man save Jesus only. Oh, Lord, whatever it be, may they see no man save Jesus only. Oh, to know my Jesus crucified by far excels all things beside. All earthly good I count but loss, triumph in my Saviour's cross. Pray for then others that walk in bereavement's path, comfort their hearts, do support and do sustain them. We think of the various chapels nearby, Penstanton and Oakington. We pray for thy servants that labour there, those who have laboured there this day. Lord, and do remember them. And dear pastor at Fenstanton, undertake for him and his. be with them and bless. And Lord, we pray for prodigals, some, Lord, that have left and forsaken the house of God. Sadly, we all have them in our family circles. Yeah, Lord, we pray that help us to bring them today. We may bring them today in faith, believing that thou art able. And dear Lord, and may we prove it to be thy will, that thou wilt save, that thou wilt make them trophies of thy grace, that they will turn again unto God, unto godliness. Gracious Lord, do work then mightily and powerfully in their hearts. Some, Lord, are young. Ah, Lord, and we pray for them. And some are old. Some, Lord, are past 70 years. Some are past 80 years. Lord, we pray thou would have mercy upon them. Dear Lord, to snatch them as brands from the burning. Make them a trophy then of thy grace. And yet, Lord, we wouldn't forget those who are younger in years. Because, Lord, we know not what a day or an hour may bring forth. Oh, then do hear our prayer for them and for ourselves. Prepare me, gracious God, to stand before thy face, thy spirit must, the work performed is all of grace, in Christ's obedience clothed. Wash me in his blood, so shall I lift my head with joy among the sons of God. Pray that thou remember our nation once more. Appear for us, raise up for us men of God. Lord, do open the eyes of our leaders, our political leaders and our church leaders. Oh, we ask that thou hear the prayer, the remnant of thy people. And dear Lord, do then accept our thanks now for all thy kindness and mercy, for every blessing bestowed, our food and drink, the beds we lie on, the roof over our heads, the many comforts we have and receive and enjoy. Lord, we have so much. Lord, we desire to be truly thankful to thee for all thy kindness. Now, Lord, just help us to pray for any that feel that they've been left out. Oh, we ask that thou remember such and may feel that they're totally left out, forgotten. No one cares for my soul. Lord, then do visit them and bless them with some sweet token of thy loving kindness. Oh, that they may know that they're not forgotten of thee. Hear then our poor prayers. Oh, and hear now the prayer of a poor man. Oh, thou hast promised to stand by the right hand of the poor. Lord, then do come and stand by us this night. Do come and pour in that we might pour out. Open our mouth wide and fill it with thy truth. Touch our lips with that live coal from off that heavenly altar. As we plead, the dear woman who cried, Lord, help me. We ask it all in Jesus' name. Amen.
Hymn 715. When the blessed day of Pentecost was fully come, the Holy Ghost descended from above, sent by the Father and the Son to bring immortal blessings down and shed abroad God's love. Hymn 715.
Thank you.
in dependence upon the Lord for all needed help. I ask for your very prayerful attention again. The words you find in the Lamentations of Jeremiah chapter 3 and verses 22 and 23. Lamentations 3, 22, 23. It is the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed. Because his compassions fail not, they're new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. It is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed, because his compassions fail not. And you every morning, great is thy faithfulness. Well, we made a few remarks regarding this text this morning. It seems to have abided with us, but what we're going to say, I'm not sure. But what a blessed truth this is. It's the Lord's mercies that we're not consumed, because his compassions fail not. Why we quoted this morning, but it's here again. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Yes, and the dear Lord, my God the Father, yes, he loved. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. This I'll hear. Here is his divine compassion, is it not? That the blessed Son of God then came. Yes, as we noted this morning, to seek and to save that he, she, which was lost. We're not consumed, we're not destroyed. Because the compassion of the blessed Son of God that came to this earth are not to do mine own will, says he, but the will of my Father which sent me. I came not to do mine own will, but the will of my Father which sent me. Also, oh, what a blessed spirit of unity we see in the Father, Son and Holy Spirit that come to seek and to save poor sinners from destruction, from despair. That the Lord of life and glory then, the Lord said, did he not to Joseph, that vision in the night, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. You know, again, it's so clear, no if, but, or maybe. It shall. Yes, and perhaps there's some poor soul says, yes, but I don't know that I'm a child of God. I don't see that I've got any evidence that I'm a child of God. I feel for you. I understand where you are, where you're coming from. But this all, let's look at the Bible for a moment. And let's look at one or two characters to see if there's any evidence that they thought that they were children of God. What was that last hymn this morning? 1065, if memory's correct. Yes. What's the last line? Jesus, remember me. What did the dying thief cry out on the cross at Calvary? Here he is, on the very verge of eternity, very edge of eternity. And he's brought to this. Lord, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom. Sinner, do you think he thought he was a child of God? No. But he hoped in his mercy, and so do you. And that's why you're here in the house of God tonight. The Lord's mercies were not consumed because his compassions fail not. And why, yes, and how the dear Lord had mercy upon him. A notorious character in sin. And Jesus came to save some. And say, my soul, why not for thee? Are you as bad as him? Perhaps you say, I'm worse. But dear soul, he came to save the very worst of sinners. Be that forgotten never. And he said this, dear soul, him that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out. I will in no wise cast out. Then, come, sinner, come. With all your sin, with all your guilt, with all your transgressions. No, sinner, you haven't got to name them before men. No. But you go to the Lord with them. Yes, oh, you get into the closet, into that private place, in your bedroom, shut the door. Or maybe behind some barn down the road. You get there. You get down there on your knees, dear soul. Yes, and he will, and he does regard the prayer of the destitute. The dying thief was destitute, was he not? Destitute. But he was brought to know. He was brought to realize the salvation of Jesus. This day shalt thou be with me in paradise. This day shalt thou be with me. He knew he was dying. He knew he could never come off of that cross alive. But he knew this, that he faced a never end in eternity, and he pleaded for peace and pardon, forgiveness. The Lord's mercies were not consumed because his compassions fail not. But then again, let's try, as the Lord might help us, to look at his compassions that fail not. Why, he's there as the blessed Saviour
of sinners.
Yes, he came to seek and to save the lost. All that the Father give me shall come, and him that cometh to me I will in no wise cast out. Seek ye the Lord while he may be found, call ye upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thought, and let him return unto the Lord, for he will abundantly pardon. He forgives. He forgives every sin. He deals with it. He's dealt with it. He dealt with it. It's all at Calvary. Oh, that sinner, that you and I may have a humble face view of Jesus in your place, Roman stead, there on Calvary's cross, the just dying for the unjust, the just dying for the unjust. You will remember the Gospels read that he cried out there on Calvary's cross, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? A question by the eternal Son of God, why? What's the reason? Because there's this reason, love to sinners. There's this reason, because God the Father cannot, does not look upon sin but with abhorrence. And the dear Lord Jesus suffered the hidings of his Father's face. I think there's a line of a hymn somewhere that goes something like this. Tis he instead of me is seen. Tis he. Tis God's dear Son that is seen instead of me. Suffers in my place, room and stead. Amazing grace. How sweet the sound that saved the wretch like me. I once was lost, but now am found, was blind, but now I see. The Lord's mercies that we're not consumed, because his compassions fail not. You see, he brought peace and reconciliation. What did he say there in John 14? Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled. Don't forget that little part of the text, dear soul. Let not your heart be troubled. Dying thief on the cross at Calvary, let not your heart be troubled. This day shalt thou be with me in paradise. Because Christ had wrought out eternal peace. Therefore, this poor dying sinner that had come to the Lord Jesus Christ in his dying hour. Yes, peace. That well-known hymn that runs 925, peace by his cross. As Jesus made the church his everlasting head. O'er hell and sin as victory won, and with a shout to glory gone. When o'er thy shade, when o'er thy head the billows roll, and shades of sin obscure thy soul, when thou canst no deliverance see, yet still this man thy peace shall be. Peace by his cross, because he is paid the price of the redemption. You see, you have to go back to the Old Testament, and there were the bullocks and the goats and the lambs. Yes, it were indeed to be slain and be offered on the altar in the holy place. Why, here I'm looking at Leviticus 16, and here we have two goats. There was one goat that was to be slain, and the one goat was to be kept alive, and it was called the scapegoat. But there was this goat then that was to be slain, that was slain on the altar. And then there was this scapegoat, and Aaron shall lay both his hands upon the head of the live goat, confess over him all the iniquities of the children of Israel, and all the transgressions in all their sins, putting them on the head of the goat. It shall send him away by the hand of a fit man into the wilderness, and the goat shall bear upon him all their iniquities, unto a land not inhabited, and he shall be let go, and he shall let go the goat in the wilderness. Ah, yes, ah, what is it, hymn writer says, something to the effect, and lay my hands on that dear head of thine, and there confess my sin. Ah, yes, dear soul, you see, here, this live goat here, to be led out into the wilderness. Yes, and Jesus was led out to Calvary's cross. There he suffered, there he bled, there he died. There he wrought eternal peace for his people. I hear it reads Aaron. Ah, yes. Aaron shall lay both his hands on the head of the live goat, confess over him all the iniquities of the children of Israel. Ah, yes, dear soul, and when Jesus died on Calvary's cross, all the sin of the church of God was laid on him there. There he made atonement for his sin. But no, not for his sin, sorry. For the sins of his people. For his people, yes. Sins of his people, he made atonement. Did the holy, the just, the sovereign of the sky stoop down to wretchedness and dust that guilty worms might rise? Yes. The Redeemer left his throne, his glorious throne on high, to suffer, bleed and die. Yes, in the sinner's place, Romans dead. They led out into the wilderness by a fit man. That man was Christ, dear soul. Ah, that it bore all incarnate God could bear. Why, does it read here in Isaiah 51? Why, it pleased the Lord to bruise him, and he hath put him to death, grief, when thou shalt make his soul an offering for sin. When thou shalt make his soul an offering for sin. He shall see his seed as long his days. The blessed Lord shall prosper in his hand. Goes on there. Yes. He shall see, hey, Christ, the Saviour, the sacrifice for sinners. He shall see the travail of his soul and shall be satisfied. The travail of his soul. Oh, he was in agony, was he not, in that travail? Luke tells us he was in agony. He swept, as it were, great drops of blood to the ground. His compassion, ah, 'tis he, instead of me, is seen. This he, instead of me, is saying. Yes, Ireland is this. Also that his compassion, why, his intercession, how he prays for his people. Yes, and even when he knows they're going to transgress, when he knows they're going to deny they know anything about him. Peter, Simon, Peter, Satan hath desired to have thee that he may sift thee as wheat, but I have prayed for thee that thy faith fail not, when thou art converted, strengthen thy brethren. But I, for the mercy it is all, yes, if that is so with you and I, but I, the great eternal Saviour that came to seek and to save the lost, I have prayed for thee. Where would you and I be without the intercession of the dear Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ? Why, as dear Paul tells us here in Romans 8 again, why, who is even at the right hand of God, who also maketh intercession for us. Also maketh intercession for us. Why, yes, hear him, 902. What does it speak about? No, wrong one. But it speaks here of this one that makes intercession. Our sinners advocate with God, the one that pleads on their behalf. What did he say there in John 17? I again, the eternal being, the glorious second person of the Blessed Trinity, the Saviour of sinners, I have prayed. I pray for them. I pray not for the world, but I pray for all them who thou hast given me, for they are thine and thine are mine, and I am glorified in them. You see, some things had to be made known and had to be manifested. John 17. Then you follow on. Jesus is crucified on the cross at Calvary. There's the dying thief next to him on the cross, on another cross. Did he know, again, he was a child of God? Did he know he was there in John 17? No. So, dear soul, look up. Pour not on thyself too long, lest it sink thee lower. Look to Jesus, kind and strong. Pity, join with power. Yes, he has compassion upon us. We're not consumed because his compassions fail not. You know, I love that verse there in John 17, verse 24. Father, I will that they also, whom thou hast given me, yes, the dying thief on the cross at Calvary. Man's judgment, never. Couldn't be saved. But he came to seek and to save the lost. Father, I will that they also, whom thou hast given me, Ah, they are all known unto him. They are all known unto him. The day comes when he will be known unto them as their Saviour and their Redeemer, as the dying thief did on Calvary's cross. Father, I will that they also, and that's given me, be with me, where I, that they may behold my glory, which thou gavest me before the foundation of the world. Yes, dear soul, all this, because his compassions fail not. He pleads. It's here, isn't it, in this chapter. Yes, verse 58. O Lord, thou hast pleaded the causes of my soul. O Lord, thou hast pleaded the causes of my soul. It's all that you and I may know that he has interceded, yes, on your behalf and mine. Yes, with cries and groans which cannot be uttered. Like as a father pitieth his children, so the Lord pitieth them that fear him. Because his compassions fail not. Compassions fail not. They're new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. You know, this comes to mind. I thought of it once or twice today. Here in Hebrews chapter 6. And here is divine faithfulness. It reads here about, first of all, about Abraham. Then it comes down to this, wherein God, willing more abundantly to show unto the heirs of promise the immutability of his counsel, confirmed it by an oath, that by two immutable things, in which it was impossible for God to lie, we might have a strong consolation who have fled for refuge, to lay hold on the hope set before us, who have fled for refuge. Other refuge have I none. Hangs my helpless soul on thee. Leave me not alone. Still support and comfort me. What did the dear psalmist say to us here? Psalm 9, verse 9. The Lord also will be, not might be, sinner. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away. The Lord also will be a refuge for the oppressed, a refuge in times of trouble. It's the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed, because his compassions fail not. Yes, is a refuge for sinners. The gospel makes known is found in the merits of Jesus alone. Good. Is it not? Good. Top lady says to us here in hymn 143. He speaks here, doesn't he? Rock of ages, cleft for me. Let me hide myself in thee. Let the water and the blood from thy riven side which flowed be of sin the double cure. Cleanse me from its guilt and power. Is this where you are, dear soul? Nothing in my hand I bring. Simply to thy cross I cling. Naked come to thee for dress. Helpless look to thee for grace. Foul, I to the fountain fly. Wash me, Saviour, or I die. What did you say when I read that? simply to thy cross I cling. What did you say? You were saying, I can't cling to the cross. There's nowhere else for you to cling. There's nowhere else for you to cling. There's nowhere else for you to run to. No other place of refuge. And there's all. And again, and him that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out. So then, if compassions fail not, they're new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. They are new every morning. What's new? God's mercies. His compassions are new every morning. Great is his faithfulness. There's a hymn, isn't there? It's not in our book. Oh, great is thy faithfulness. Yes, and so true. His faithfulness is great. His word. Yes, dear soul, his promises. His promises are yea and amen in Christ Jesus. This just comes to mind. It's here in John 13. And here it is in the first part of the chapter. When Jesus knew that his hour was come, as he part out of this world unto the Father, having loved his own, which were in the world, he loved them unto the end. Once in him forever, and thus the eternal covenant stands. They're new every morning. Yes, dear soul. And if you and I are brought and taught of the blessed Holy Spirit and have a sweet hope in his mercy, if you have a sweet hope in his mercy today, then dear soul, he's mercies will be there tomorrow, they knew every morning. And again, yes, this word can rightly be addressed to the things of providence, can they not? They're new every morning. Oh, you think of the Lord's mercy to poor fallen mankind. Think of this poor dying world in its present state and condition, when evil men wax worse and worse, and yet this word is so very, very true. His mercies, compassion, they're new every morning. They fail not. What did we read there earlier? Genesis. There shall be seed, time and harvest, summer and winter, whilst the earth remaineth. It's a bow in the cloud. God's promise that this would not fail till the end of time come. Oh, the Lord's mercy, the biggest percentage, blessed be his name, the biggest percentage of people in this world are fed every day. We know, we realise there are places in, particularly in Africa, and maybe elsewhere in the world, where they feed. But oh, it's a very mean diet, but he promised, my God shall supply all your need according to riches in glory by Christ Jesus. They are new every morning. You wake up in the morning, particularly this time of the year. The sun rises early. You've probably got the window open. And wise, we can hear it now in the background, the birds singing. And oh, when those birds sing in the morning. Oh, yes, what a beautiful noise, what a beautiful sound it is. Ah, yes, it is all. And you and I offer unto God praise and thanksgiving for all his goodness and mercy, his kindness to us. And you every morning, great is thy faithfulness. And there are things in life, experiences, things in providence that you and I may walk in and pass through. And yes, and we have to say this verse is so very, very true. Great is thy faithfulness. You know, the Lord says here in the word, doesn't he? Here, make sure we quote it correct, but I think it's here, Psalm number 50. And he says this, call upon me in the day of trouble, and I will deliver thee, and thou shalt glorify me. Yes, the Lord's mercies, we're not consumed, because his compassions fail not. The new every morning, great is thy faithfulness. I hope I don't do wrong. I certainly don't wish to attract any attention to oneself. But I humbly wish to acknowledge the Lord's mercy and kindness and his goodness. And to emphasize this blessed word here tonight. Yes. Great is thy faithfulness. Probably all of you are aware that 3 years ago, come August, my wife had to undergo heart surgery. Last year, the problem returned. And then she was examined and tested. And the result was that one doctor says she needs another bypass. Another doctor says it can be done with what we term as a stent. Her appointment is cancelled. I don't mind telling you, I was wound up. But you see, you're brought to this. There was nothing I could do. Nothing we could do. It contacted the hospital prior to this and got nowhere. Now, you've got an appointment, now it's cancelled. Your wife's got a heart problem. What do you do? Dear soul, you get down on your knees if you've never had done before. Dear soul, you get into Psalm 37, verse 5. Commit thy way unto the Lord, trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. There we were. But then, a few weeks later, she had a slight stroke, thankfully. Didn't leave any lasting effects. A week or two later, discovered she's got a very, very slow pulse rate. And I discovered that in the early hours of one Tuesday morning. I verily thought it wasn't going to be long before I was a widower once more. But I got back to Psalm 37. And you say, God moves in a mysterious way. He brought about the stroke. I think they call it a TIA. I think that's the right. Then you say, the doctor, what did she say? I don't like that tablet. You shouldn't be on that. You've been praying, Lord, what do we do? What do we do, Lord? You're at your wits' end. The GP doesn't like the tablet either. It was reduced, the dosage. And then she didn't take it at all. And from then, she got better. You'd have asked me back in April, I would have said she'd not be here with me today. I thought I was about to bury her. She knows this. But you see, dear soul. Great is thy faithfulness. All things work together for good. He does hear. He does answer prayer. He does regard the prayer of the destitute. I don't know. Perhaps I've gone into too many details. I don't know, but if you think I have, please forgive me. But, dear soul, it's this. This. Then you every morning. Yes, it's the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed because his compassions fail not. Then you every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. You know, the psalmist said, it's good for me that I've been afflicted. And there are some in here that know exactly what I'm talking about. Having been in similar paths, deeper. Yes. And it's all for his honour and glory. What can I say? You can say nothing, dear soul, but the Lord has heard and answered prayer. He does regard the prayer of the destitute. He remembered us in our lowest state, for his mercy endureth forever. Yes. No, dear soul. We don't like the path. We don't like the path. But when you come and you see how the Lord appears, Yes, and how the Lord has regarded your poor prayer. Why, he has all the honour, all the glory, all the praise. One of God's servants I heard a short while ago, his text was, it's good for us to be here. Jesus on the mountain of transfiguration. It's good for us to be here. You know, dear soul, I can humbly say tonight, it's good for us to be here. It's good for us to have been here. We've seen the Lord hear and answer prayer. Ezekiah said, by these things men live. By these things men live. I ask the Lord that I might grow. Yes, in faith and grace and so on. Yes, and he taught me in such a way as almost drove me to despair. But it didn't, did it, dear soul? It didn't. It held up with those everlasting arms beneath. Refuge. You see, you fled. You went to the Lord in prayer. Committing your way unto him. You know, dear soul, I've said this before, but, you know, commit thy way unto the Lord. Trust also in it, he shall bring it to pass. Oh, friends, how many times do you and I take something to the Lord? We bring it away. But, poor soul, oh, if any should come into some of these things that I've been trying to set forth, dear soul, because man cannot help, because man ceases to help, you are compelled to look up. You're compelled to pray. Prayer is squeezed, wrung out of the heart. Yes. Might not be long, dear soul. But one thing it will be, in sincerity and in truth. Yes. And you'll say with the disciples, it's good for us to be here. Well, I leave a few simple thoughts. do bless thine own word. Oh, forgive what's been wrong, been amiss. Make up where we fail. Bless thy dear servant engaged to be here in the coming days and week. Pray, Lord, thou grant the gracious anointing. And oh, that the friends may have hearing ears, wise and understanding hearts. Now be with us. Dismiss us in peace. And now may the grace of the Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ, the love of God, sweet communion of the Holy Spirit, be with us all. Amen.